Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
You know, is it worth like getting stabbed or shot over that?
Oh, no, it's not. It's absolutely not.
Right. So in this day and age, you just never know. Or let's...
And so you made the right choice.
Yeah. It is episode 153 of the Simply Human podcast with your host, Mark and Rick. Two human beings just trying to make ends meet, and we're just trying to do this show, and then we have like some amazing guests coming up, and it's going to be awesome. On today's show, we are going to talk...
Hang on, so you're just going to like unilaterally rewrite the entire intro and just change it up?
Well, it ends with trying to make ends meet. That's the official new intro.
No, that's what we're doing now?
I get. Well, then I'm going to say, coming up on today's show, we have Jeff, my brother, with Humans Being Human and the and Thanksgiving Disaster Talk. And then I want to talk about Netflix... not necessarily Netflix. I want to talk about watching shows. It is Valentine's Day as we're recording this. I want to talk about quality time with significant others. We'll see where that segment goes. That's all that, and then we'll wrap up with maybe a quick tip of the week. How are you, Rick?
I'm good. How are you?
Things are good. So I want to tell us. I want to tell a story. And I'm going, and you know the story because I like shared it with everyone last night in the text thread. But I did something kind of funny, and like you'll probably be able to figure out who I'm talking about throughout the story. But out of respect for my colleague and friend, I'm not going to ever say the name of who this is.
You say that right now, but you will absolutely say it and have to go back and type it out.
Okay, all right, I'm going to try. Okay, so a colleague and friend of mine happens to be the grandson of a very famous person. You know where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so, I mean, when I'm talking about very famous, I'm talking about where would you rank this famous person in famous people?
What's your metric? Is it like recognizable faces?
Yeah, like or names, name, okay. Name, family.
Oh, names. Yeah. You're. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say we're talking about like the top one half of 1% of recognizably famous people on the planet.
Yeah, like in history.
That's not an exaggeration. Like that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, yeah.
He will be a figure of history. His name will probably always be known. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. So that's.
This is not like a guy who wrote some book and like no one's ever heard of him.
Yeah.
No, this is quite literally every single person on planet Earth has probably heard of this.
Yes. Okay. So it's yeah, it's not like you know you have this sort of level of celebrity like a Rob Wolf who to us is like humongous, but there are people on Earth that are like I've never heard of that guy.
Like think like how famous Michael Jordan is. And this person is more famous.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if that's possible. So wrap your head around that concept right now.
Okay. So this is a story about, like, the world we live in and the ridiculousness of, like, social media and fake news. Hashtag fake news. So I'm at a gathering. My wife is home with one of our kids who's sick, and I'm at this gathering with some folks on Sunday night. And I get a text from my wife of a screenshot of a Facebook like news feed that this person has died. This older person who we have been talking about, famous person, has passed on. And it's not.
It would be big news.
Big
it
news.
It would be really, 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 really big
yes.
news.
Yes. And like, and. Oh, what was I going to say? Well, I can't think of what I was going to say. Anyway, so I get this text, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's I don't know what I was going to say. It's not a surprise because this person is very old and it hasn't been doing great physically, so it's not like a huge like, hey, you know, like Michael Jordan died of a heart attack. That would be a big deal.
Like when Prince died, we were shocked.
Yeah.
Like someone who's very old,
yeah,
who's very sickly, and in the public eye dies. You're like, hey.
Yeah, like, so it's one of those things. So it's not like it. I had to, like, I just felt like the source was valid, I guess. I don't know. My wife.
Your wife got it from Infowars.com. Alex Jones was like, ah, I'm crazy in my throbbing veins in my forehead.
Yeah. So I text.
By the way, I don't mean to insult anyone out there who listens to this show and looks at Infowars. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I absolutely do mean to insult you.
It's a
piece of garbage. Wrong with this country.
I don't even know what that is, so that's perfect, because PAG. Okay, so I text my colleague and friend, who is this the grandson, and I'm like, just texting sentiments. So sorry, what a great man, affected world history, no words do him justice, that kind of thing. And I don't hear anything immediately, which is what I expected, because, you know, this is a big deal. Yeah.
And he's taking flights, yeah.
Right. So he takes.
He's also at the front counter of the airlines about how we can get a bereavement fare.
Right. Yeah.
Like a style.
So
no, you don't understand.
So I send him. I'm trying to figure out the best way to tell the story. I guess I'll just read the text and then I'll go back and let you know what he was doing when I texted him. So he writes me back like 2 hours later, and he says, "I think it was fake news." And I wrote back like, whoa, for real, 4 question marks. And then he writes back, I shouldn't say I think, I just left his house.
You're like, whoa, are you serious? And he goes, nah, you got me, Grampy's dead.
Yeah.
He's rotten in the hole. Right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So at this news, I am like elated because I was kind of sad, you know, it's like, I was like affected, like, oh man, it's crazy. Like, so I was like, oh man. So I write back, OMG, I'm so happy. The internet is so stupid. And he wrote back, haha, I was going to send you a pic of him watching Law and Order. So I wrote back, haha, I'm literally so happy. And this is, okay, so I'm not going to read, like, this whole text, but, like, this is, I'll sort of paraphrase. So when he gets my text at, like, 7:20 p.m. on Sunday night, he has a tradition where he goes over and he eats dinner with his family, and they live, like, across the street from the famous person. And so he gets my text, and he's at this, like, family dinner, and he looks...
Across the street.
No, like, well, so the old, the grandpa's across the street, he's with his... Right.
Yeah.
And so I can just imagine, like, he gets this text, and he's like, I'm so sorry, I just heard.
Oh, my God! Runs across the street, and it's like, oh, my! And then opens the door like, what are you doing here?
Well, I laugh because, like, I imagine him, like, going, Dad, is Grandpa dead?
Just, like, looking across the street, like, through the mini blinds,
right.
Like, their figures, like, separating the mini blinds, looking across and seeing him do, like jazzercise,
yeah,
or something. He's like, oh, no, he's right there.
He's
who,
like,
is that guy?
Yeah, he's like mowing the grass or something. Like, it's so, yeah, it's like, no, he's making a sandwich. He's standing right there. Like, and then, like, going, huh. And then him, and then the dad asking, why? And then this is probably what he said. Oh, I had this moron friend that believes everything he reads on the internet. And there was some story going around about him being dead. And then the whole family dying laughing at my expense.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd really be dying laughing at the prospect of their elder statesman passing away.
No, this is, they're laughing at me because I believe everything I read on the internet, apparently. I didn't think I was. But so let's talk about that.
Hey, you're glossing over the important fact of this.
What?
So he watches Law and Order, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow, that's very impressive.
If I was Dick Wolf, I would think that was cool.
I watched Law and Order also.
Yeah.
So,
maybe you'll make it to old age. So have you ever done anything like that where, like, you see something or you hear news? I told this story to somebody else, and they said, yeah, one time I got a call that, like, my uncle had, like, committed suicide, and he hadn't. And that wasn't, like, an internet thing. That was just, like a phone tree or something. Like, is that ever anything like that ever happened to you?
No. That is not a – no. Nothing like that has ever happened.
Where are you, like, you say – you say
I don't know anybody famous, so, like, yeah. I would see some news article about something happening and be like, oh, I have to reach out to my – you know, my friend who's connected to that famous person and say something.
Yeah.
But also, like, no one's ever, I've never received a call, like, my uncle offed himself.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, no.
Well, I will say this, selfishly.
That's a thing that happens to very many people.
Well, and I will say this selfishly, like, and my family and this family has this really weird old connection back in, like, the 50s, like, my great grandmother, and, like, this whole thing. So, like, my whole life I felt sort of connected to this family that we're talking about. And so I sort of was hoping, one of the reasons I was so sad is, like, man, I was hoping that I would have gotten to meet him, you know, before he passed on. But that
hey, time's a ticking, pal.
I know.
He should have been dead last night, but I wouldn't be real surprised if it's the next. So.
Well, I'm going to be in his, where he lives, in May. So I'm hoping he could just make it to May, and then I'm going to see if I can't.
It's not going to happen.
I know.
It's going to be before May.
Well, but what if I could go to his house and meet him and watch Law and Order with him? How cool would that be? What if he came on the show? He said,
I really want to tell people who this is. And they'll be like, oh, yeah.
No.
Like, I don't want to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'd be fine. But if my friend and colleague ever listened, I wouldn't ever want him to think I was, like, you know, I don't know.
Like, you really got one over on his family, huh?
Yeah.
The grampy is dead.
Well, I just, man, how cool would it be to get to meet someone that famous? Anyway. Okay. Okay. Now let's call Jeff. I wonder. Yeah, let's just see if we can just do it. Just add him.
She said.
Let's just do it. Add people. D-do.
Oh, what are you? We talked about this on the show before.
D-do. Wait, is this his?
Stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Mark has all people in his phone under, like, goofball names, and his brother Jeff is under the name D-do. And, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, no. This isn't D-Doo. Hang on. Wait. Jeff? Jeff?
Jeff?
Jeff?
Jeff?
Jeff? Is this Jeff? Was that you saying that, Rick? Or was that Jeff?
Yes!
I thought it was Jeff. All right. I'm hanging up. I don't think that was it. Hang on. Okay, this is great radio. You're doing a great job. Just keep it up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I hung up.
8-1-7-4.
I hung up.
Hey, I just went out of our way. There you go. You are going to bleep for giving his phone number. Or someone should hear that and call him.
Oh, here we go.
And call us.
We prank called Jeff one time, a long time ago.
And okay. I had a lot of high hopes for that.
Okay, I think he's there. I think he's there. Jeff?
I'm here.
Rick, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, we did.
Hi, D-Doo.
How dare you? How dare you call me that?
So, Jeff, it is Jeff's birthday in 2 days from today, Rick, and he got half of his birthday present today.
Half a box of poop.
Half of a box just spilling out.
It's just a bunch of turds cut right squarely in the
long ways or, like, width wise
either way, really.
Yeah.
it's half.
So Jeff is on the program. He is about to be 38 years old, which is very old.
Kind of
embarrassing, Jeff. And
you subscribe to the advancement of biological age, Jeff. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay, so the story that I wanted to tell was the Thanksgiving disaster story, and it affected both of us and our families.
Yeah.
And why don't you start, because you started it, you a-hole.
I did not start it. Okay, well, first of all, you know, I live in New York City.
Oh,
and
bragging montage.
We come back to Texas. I'm fancy, okay? I'm trying to counter the age thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cool. I'm an old cool guy. So we come back to Texas, and like the last few years, every time we come back to Texas, I get sick, like really sick, for some reason. And it's become like this weird joke. So this last time we came, I was like, well, what's
yeah, really funny time? Joke.
Yeah, it's like Texas doesn't want me to come back or something. I don't know.
Texas don't want you.
You go back to New York City, Yankee.
Get a rope. Yeah, exactly.
That's a joke that only Texas people will understand.
Yeah, exactly. Hot sauce commercial.
Yeah, it's a hot sauce commercial about a hot sauce made in New York City, and everyone says, get a rope. Like they're going
New
to
York.
Execute a guy who, because he brought the wrong salsa, they're going to catch him by death.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, anyway, sorry, get a rope.
It's very Texas attitude. Anyways. So I got, like two trips ago or something, I got like strep throat and double pink eye in like the same week, which is ridiculous. Anyways, so the last, this Thanksgiving, we came into town a few days before Thanksgiving, and we landed, we got to my in-laws' house, and, they informed us that, my wife's brother's son, my nephew, who is 5, has been, you know, struggling with this stomach bug for the last few weeks. I was like, great. That's great. Well, we all know what's going to happen. He's fine, though. He's fine now. Yeah, sure. So, like, 2 days later, my father-in-law is working at home, and he comes out, and he's like, we all eat the same, you know, food for lunch, and he comes out after that, he's like, you guys feeling okay? And I was like, here we go. Here we go. It's all about to happen. And, you know, I think a lot of us have been in that situation with a family with the stomach bug, and it's like one person gets it, and the next person, you're like, okay, it's going to, this is happening. We're all going to get this thing. So, yeah, like that night at like, I don't know, 4 a.m, I woke up. And, you know, when that hits you in the middle of the night and you're all sleepy and your stomach is kind of hurting and you're like, maybe I can just adjust and change the position and it'll go away. Maybe some gas or something. And please God,
please just be diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sliding at first and you're feeling something burn. Inside, I think what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. So, couple hours later, I had quarantined myself in another room, and I was barfing my brains out all night. The next day, I thought I was going to die. And then my baby boy started throwing up the next day. And then Allison, we all got, you know, we kind of all got through it.
Well, this is probably what, on Tuesday of Thanksgiving week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all get kind of finished with it on, Wednesday.
Morning.
Yeah. Then we're like, okay, we're going to probably, it's definitely not safe for us to go up to another family's house, you know, and like, cause we're all still contagious. Was there a phone ringing or something?
Yeah. Sorry about that. What the heck?
What is that?
Sorry. Go away. Stop calling
that
me.
That's just rude.
Idiot!
Sorry.
Anyway, you know how it goes. We went over there. We're washing our hands, trying not to touch anything.
Well, I'll take it from here. If you're ready to transition to my part of it, I'll take it from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we told everyone. Yeah. We're not some people who like don't say anything. We're like, no, we just had this. you know, what do you want to do? Well, let's not have Thanksgiving this year.
Right. It's like, so that's the that's the conundrum. We hear about all this happening on, you know, like on Tuesday, and we're leaving like Wednesday morning to come in to the Dallas area for Thanksgiving. And it's like, okay, what do we do? Do we like not go to Thanksgiving? Do we not like see Jeff and Allison and the kids? We hadn't met his son yet. Like he, you know, like, so it's like, what do we do? And so, we decide, okay, we're just going to do it. And we're just going to be like really good. And so we go and it's great. And we, Jeff and Brad and I, all the brothers.
Unfortunately, there's kids involved.
Yeah, well, so there's
nothing you can do.
We went out Wednesday night, like the three of us, and we had Thanksgiving. It was great. And then Friday was great. And then Saturday, we left to come back home. And I'm thinking, it's like Saturday, like mid-morning, I think, when we left. And we everything was fine. And I was like, you know what? I think we did it. I think we made it.
We're in the clear.
Yeah, like they didn't get sick. Oh, good grief. They hadn't gotten, you know, they got sick and we hadn't been sick. And I think it's been like 3 days and everybody's fine. So we're driving home. We stopped at Central Market in Fort Worth and I got sushi.
Did you get your car towed?
Yeah, shut up. And get home that night and we put everybody to bed and everybody's good. And it's like, okay, we did it. Wow. Unbelievable. We made it home. Everything's great. And about 3:30 in the morning, on Sunday morning, I wake up. And you just know. You just know it's different.
It's awful.
And so I got like a sleeping bag, and I went and slept out in the garage because I scream vomit. I'm not a quiet vomiter. I'm a scream vomiter. And I was scream vomiting in the garage all night. And I'm aching all over, and it's just the worst.
You slept in the garage.
On the floor.
God, that is insane.
In the winter.
But you're, like, not sleeping. Yeah, it was in the winter.
Like a 10-gallon, like a Home Depot bucket, and you're just, like, arguing in this Home Depot bucket, splashing everywhere.
Oh. And so at about 8 o'clock, the door opens, and Jen looks out, and she's like, are you sick? Because, you know, I didn't, like, want to wake her up. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And so then there's the other parent, fear, just the, oh, no. Oh, no. Here it comes. You know, because, like, throwing up.
Yeah.
I one of my kids just had, like, a virus here just the last few days. And she just had a low-grade fever. That was the only symptom. It was amazing. That was, like, get that every time, please. Like the throwing up is, like, the worst because there's the cleanup. And then there's, like, this is fear of everyone else getting it. And so
they will.
Yeah, so about 9:30, it was a Sunday. So, we're not going to church or anything because I'm just, like, you know, like, I'm blocking the truck.
That's the one advantage of this whole thing. You're like, yes, I'm super deathly ill, but I don't have to go to church.
Yeah. And so we're like trying to figure all that out. And then I hear like a commotion through the door and I hear the door opens and it's like, Hope didn't just throw up. Like she was like, just like running through the living room. And like when she threw up, it went all over the couch, all over the rug, all over the floor, all over the wall. Like it went everywhere. So then you're thinking, well, now of course everyone's going to get it. So me and Hope are like laying in the room. I crawled back inside and like, so me and Hope were like quarantined all day Sunday and Monday. Just puking.
Throwing up on each other.
But yeah, basically. Just like trading. I'd throw up on her and then she'd make her throw up and then she'd throw up on me and then it was just like a cycle of throw up. But that was it. Like no one else got it. Amazingly. But the thing is, like it's a week goes by before you feel safe. You know, like you're just waiting, okay? Like every night for a week. Even like every night, period. I go to bed and thinking, all right, is one of them going to wake up in the middle of the night puking all over their bed?
You're right.
That feeling just sucks. Do you have that fear, Rick, or do your kids just not puke?
I don't have like a – and part of it probably is condition from, you know, having to have a strong stomach for, you know, being policemen. But like there's no like fear of vomit or – diarrhea or anything like I don't like it doesn't matter to me. Although the other day I woke up at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I get up and I pee, and I don't remember why I somehow, like, there was some water on the floor, and somehow my underwear got wet. I don't know how it happened. So I'm going to go to the closet and throw them in the dirty clothes, and there is dog diarrhea all over the carpet.
Oh, Yoda.
The dog had gone, and thank goodness he goes in the closet to do it instead of like where the carpet's kind of crappy. Instead of the good carpet in the master bedroom. So I was so tired. I was like, I'll just get up in the morning and clean it up. So I go back.
Were you drunk?
No, obviously.
My sleepy voice. And finally, I was like, wait a minute.
It was after 9 p.m. I mean,
yeah, what am I, a farmer?
For 9 a.m. So I laid down and I was like, wait a minute. I can't let dog diarrhea sit on the carpet drying for like the next 6 hours. I have to get up scrubbing diarrhea out of the carpet at 1 o'clock. So,
Well, hey.
It's funny that you don't have a fear of it because
I know.
I guess Allison doesn't really, because when she got it, she's still. We had Thanksgiving dinner. She was sitting there. She was like, "Yeah, I don't feel very good," and she had a fever, and so that's how it affected her.
I got
her.
A fever.
Like when I get it, I'm like on the ground. I pretty much pass out every time I throw up.
Yeah,
like go to this sweat thing, and I'm just like,
I think that's,
feel like I'm gonna die.
I think I'm the same way. Like, there's no like not throwing up for me. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna choke this down. It's like it's the most violent, horrific.
It is bad.
Yeah. Jeff probably remember this. I don't know if we've talked about this on the show or not, but one time Brad, our brother, like my dad was like, he was getting sick, and dad was like, if you throw up, you throw up in the bucket. All right. And so Brad.
Yeah,
it's
the trash can.
Throw up bucket sitting around the house?
No,
he
was sick already. Like, he was starting to feel sick. So, you know, they go get him a bucket, and they're like, throw up in the bucket. Well, then Brad like feels like he's gonna throw up, and he's probably what, Jeff, 10 years old, 11 years old.
Yeah.
He gets up and he's gonna try to just run to the bathroom, and he doesn't make it, and he throws up all over the wall and the floor. And my dad made him clean it up, like while he was sick.
I told you to
throw up in the bucket. Yeah, so we all
scrub that off
insane.
Of there.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Brad.
There have been like three or four times where like one of my kids like gets barfs on something or I don't know, and they feel real terrible, and I'm like, no, it's not even, you're sick. It's not a big deal. Just don't worry about it. But
here's a sponge.
It's not like you intentionally like wanted to throw up all over the wall.
Yeah.
It's my great plan. First of all, I'm going to expose myself to some a virus, and I'm going to get violently ill.
Right.
Just get his goat. I'm going to barf it everywhere.
Well, hey, okay, listen, we have about...
Who knows? That might have been one of your things.
We have about 8 minutes left in the show, Rick, and not because I have an out time for the show, but because my two of my kids are coming up to my office in like 7 minutes. When they get here, the show is over. And so... I want to talk really quickly. Just something I heard on the ticket this morning, Rick, and they were talking about like it was kind of Valentine's Day theme, like watching a show with your significant other, and all the different things that can go wrong, like when you like tie yourself to someone on like a show you're going to watch, like if it's going to be Breaking Bad or something, because then you have to align your schedules, and then you have to. Another thing they said that really bothers me is like Jen will sit there on her phone, and I'll pause it. Until, you know, kind of like the teacher that stops talking until the class stops talking. And then she gets mad at me. And I'm like, look, you're missing. This is a very important scene. Like, you need to know what's happening. And then she gets mad at me when they get in this big whole fight. I've gotten to where now, like, we don't even watch shows together. I watch a show and she has a show. And that's it.
Watching TV is something that, like, Anna and I do, like, that's our
thing,
our activity together, and that sounds so like stupid and American-y and like, oh, we see a boob tube. Now we like to watch like complex, what we call smart TV is what we call stuff like Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Mad Men.
Hey, The Fall, Rick. The Fall is great.
I told you.
Yeah, you did.
I not tell you.
You did.
The Fall
I love
is
it.
A really great show on Netflix.
Yeah, oh,
it's
so
that's
good.
A great show that we watched together. We're watching The Young Pope right now. Which
oh,
is,
how is that?
I heard it was like kind of eh.
Really?
Yeah.
Great
kinda,
cast.
It's kind of heavy on symbolism and kind of low on like. But anyways,
yeah.
But like these are the kind of shows we watch. Not the kind of shows like I'm not demeaning anyone here, but like you could probably watch How I Met Your Mother while looking at your phone
right.
and get the gist right. of everything that's happening. But like you can't watch Game of Thrones, an episode of Game of Thrones, and yeah. also do your phone. You can't do both
yep.
because you nope. can't catch everything. Because like not everything is said. Some things are like subtle glances and like really good like filmography and really like expressive acting. So right. my wife is a humongous Game of Thrones nerd. So she would never dare watch an episode of Game of Thrones with her phone. But like right. everything else, she kind of does a little bit. And last yeah. night we're watching The Young Pope. And like we have this thing where we if we're going to watch a show, we commit to the show. We say, hey, listen, we're going to give this show a full season because the smart TV shows are slow developing. A lot of character yep. development. So I always want to bail like 4 episodes in. Like, this is amazing. And she's like, no, we're giving it the full thing. But then, like, I'll look over and she's on her phone. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
We got I could be watching right now, but you're on your phone. You're making me watch this. No,
yeah.
You get off the phone right now. And also, I will periodically fall asleep for like 5 minutes, and I need her to be like, "Hey, tell me what happened with
the
young."
I fall asleep all the time after like 9 o'clock. I just fall asleep all the time watching shows.
Yeah.
Such
hey,
old man.
Here's yes. something. Watching shows together and the frustrations of that is nothing compared to trying to read a book at the same. Time like
Wait,
together
what?
Which we did
what
and we did that a long time ago, but it happened and we got through the whole thing.
Hold on, would you read it would you read it silently to each, or would you like read it out
no,
loud?
We took turns reading it aloud, like
what book
before we went to sleep. Angels and Demons.
Oh, Dan Brown book.
It took us like 15 years.
You
it
just finished
so long.
I have never heard of people doing that, like simultaneously, like reading a book to each other.
Yeah,
right.
Why did you do that?
I haven't either, and it was very. We just had this idea. Somebody gave us this, like it was an edition of the book that was. It was huge, and it had all the actual like reference images and stuff of like the things that he was talking about in Rome, and all the sculptures and stuff. So he talking about. Then we went to this, you know, cathedral or whatever, and there'd be a picture so you could kind of like. See where it was and what he's talking about.
Oh yeah,
gave us the idea like, hey, let's read this kind of together or whatever. And it was it's not a short book.
No,
and
I've read that book. It's
man,
a great book.
After it's really good. After going through that experience, man, watching shows together, it's like well, that was when we were you know young and like freshly married, and we were like, let's sit in bed together and read a book together.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Some couple that had been married 50 years would like have heard that idea, and they would have both just started busting out laughing. Like,
yeah, cracking up, which is what I would do right now.
Now, the kind of discussions you have are like, hey, should we get separate beds? Because you take up too much. You're always crossing over the median point,
right.
And I'm not getting any sleep, and there's something we could do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a lot of, you know, couples don't even sleep in the same room.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, Rick,
Rick,
this is the other thing that bothers me is like when, you know, like Jen will get up and go to the bathroom and I'll pause it. And she says, no, just keep it going. Just keep it. Or she'll go into the kitchen and get something to eat and like I'll pause it. She's like, no, just keep it going. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No, I can't. I'm not going to keep it going. You're going to miss something.
You're going to have to like,
you know,
have some personal responsibility over this. If she misses something,
yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to pause
funny
it.
That you, yeah, I think it's funny that it bothers you guys so much because I'm kind of like, I don't care. I'm just going to watch the show.
Well, but here's why I think I care. I think I care because I know that she would enjoy the show.
Enjoy it.
And if
she's going to
miss something, then she's not going to know what's going on, and that's going to take away from her experience. Maybe I think that's what it is.
Yeah. You're what else? Like, my wife is definitely, when she watches a show, like a good show like that, she's definitely in it too.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I'm probably the one of the two of us that will get up or
would be watching look at my Facebook. Phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the idiot. Yeah.
I know. I'm the idiot. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, Jeff, since we have you, we're just going to wrap the show up. Thank you for being on. This has been the Simply Human Podcast with Mark and Rick and Jeff.
Hey.
Hey, it's his birthday coming up.
Hey.
And so we have Rob Wolf. We're interviewing him in 2 days, and then he's going to be on at some point soon. I'm not sure. I think I posted when I was going to like release that show. I think next week sometime. I don't even know when this one's going to go up. So just stay tuned for it. Check the Facebook page. And then JJ Virgin of The Virgin Diet, number one national best-selling author, all this stuff. Like, she's coming on the show March 1st. We had to reschedule. So she's coming on March 1st. The tip of the week this week is make sure that news that you hear is true before you text your friend about his granddad dying. That's the tip of the week. So
that's a very, very specific tip.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for this edition of the Simply Human Podcast.
And remember, sliding you first and you're feeling something burn. I think what you're saying.
So until next time, enjoy yourself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.